Ready? Okay, we'll call to order the June 1st, 2022, Town of Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. I think the first item is to excuse Tony from tonight. He did call in and I think will not be here tonight. Is there a motion to excuse Tony from the meeting tonight?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, next item is adoption of the agenda.
Hold on. For some reason we're not connected. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Is Tony going to call in or he's just absent?
No, I think he's just absent.
Yeah, Tony was
The organizer of this meeting no longer has the capability to use audio conferencing service. Please contact your admin.
Should we recess for 5 minutes or just
yes,
be quiet?
Please.
Okay. All right. So is there a motion to recess for 5 minutes while we get the technology working correct?
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All
right, guys. Our you may just want to say that on the recording.
Yes.
Okay.
Record.
All right. The Planning and Zoning Commission will now continue its meeting. And just for the record that the telephone communication technology is not working, and so we are putting on the web page a notice to that effect, and if anybody wants to attend the meeting, they need to attend in person. So we will continue, and we were at the adoption of the agenda. So is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
Motion to adopt the agenda is written.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next item is adoption of the minutes. So let's just take a second or two to review that if you haven't reviewed them already. Does anybody have any changes? Is there a motion to adopt the minutes?
So move.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Public comments. Again, I was going to normally say if there's anybody online, but since we're not online, anybody has public comments? Hearing none, we will close public comments. Old business. There's nothing on the agenda for old business at the present time, so we will close that and move quickly to new business. And this is 6.1, proposed text application. For continuance of non-conforming situation, change of roof design. So I think we'd probably turn this over to John. Beth, okay, all right, good.
Good evening, Chairman, board members. You have before you a text amendment application for the property owner of 213 North Fort Fisher Boulevard. Who is here and present today, Mr. Miguel? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Close up. It is for section 1538.20, subsection J, continuous non-conforming situation. This comes in response to a violation that was noted in January. His property is already non-conforming to, first of all, has three units on it. So three different residents on the property, which is non-conforming. It is also non-conforming to setbacks. The violation was noted on Unit C, which is the rear building on the property. It's non-conforming already to the rear setbacks and the side setbacks. Had an existing porch, which the homeowner put a roof over, which is the new structure, which is why the violation was written. It was not permitted, and it is non-conforming to setbacks. So the homeowner has submitted this application in response to that violation if to try to keep the new roof on there.
Okay, are there any questions? And then we'll let the homeowner, if he wants to say anything, have a chance to speak to the commission.
Are there individual problems?
Yeah, that I think would be good.
That have been documented, or is this one letter that was sent out?
It was one violation letter. Once the roof, so the property is already non-conforming. But when you have a non-conforming property and you add on to it, anything that you add on, any new structures have to conform to the new code. So the roof that he put over his existing porch does not meet setbacks. So it is a new structure that is non-conforming to code now.
So that's the only one we're looking at?
That is what the roof. The text amendment is, if you look at what he wrote here. The existing text to be changed is for the roof design, where you can change a flat roof to a pitched roof, even if that's non-conforming, even if the roof is non-conforming. The highlighted portion shows what he wants to add. Roof may be extended to cover existing open porches within the current building height limitation, meaning that because his porch was already existing and already non-conforming, he'd like to put a roof over it, which is also non-conforming.
Just so I'm clear on this, because when I read it, I was kind of a technical issue. This is a proposal to change, do a text amendment in the change of roof design, which implies that when I read the very first sentence of this, a flat roof may be changed to a pitch roof, provided, and then what falls in that paragraph is in reference to that particular change.
That's
correct. Is this changing? Did this originally change from a flat roof to a pitch roof?
It did not. The roof was already pitched. I believe the homeowner chose this text to change because it has to do with his roof design. His roof, he already had a roof, but it did not extend over the porch. So he would just like to extend the roof over the porch.
So is it the roof from the peak of the house now coming all the way, or is it just a separate roof over the porch?
It is connected to the current roof.
It's a separate,
separate roof. Like a shed roof, yeah.
You want the map?
Yeah.
Chairman, I'd like to say a couple things.
Okay.
You've got the non-conforming structure code provisions in front of you.
Yes.
Second point, this is a text amendment that would apply to any non-conforming structure. Third point, the law concerning non-conforming structures is very clear and very settled and reflected in the code and probably in every other zoning ordinance in the state of North Carolina. That is, you lose your non-conforming status and become illegal if you extend the use of that non-conforming structure. And that's what this roof design amounts to, is an extension that in, under D is not permitted.
I think that's a good point. The thing I was wondering is why we're looking at change of roof design and looking at a text amendment under that, which only applies, as I read, to a flat roof changing to a pitched roof. I mean, it could possibly be in someplace else, but it seems to me this is not the place for what he did. But then, of course, we have these other issues. But let's turn it over to the property owner if he wants to.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of present your ideas here.
Sure. My name is Thomas McGee. Nice to meet you all, and thank you for the time. I'm not a zoning attorney, and that seemed to me to be the most logical place to propose a change. If that's not, you know, a reasonable change, I'm open for suggestions. I own the property, as Bethany had noted, that Unit C is mostly already, it's not conforming because most of it is in the setback. I'm understanding that. There was an existing deck. We're not trying to change the footprint of anything that exists. We were just trying to get some utilization out of the existing deck by extending the roof over it. Without the roof, it is unusable. This is my first experience with a non-conforming structure. I felt as if it was a reasonable ask to change the roof design. But again, I thank you for the time, thank you for the consideration. And if it should be proposed in a different avenue, I'm willing to pay any fees and take any of my time to do so. I'm hopeful that I'm able to, you know, if only learn why and how I can better improve my property. But in this case, that did seem like the most logical change for me to apply for.
How much of an extension was this roof?
It is probably, it's like 6 feet or so to cover the existing porch. And it's not an extension of the current roof, just because the current roof, you can see, is sloped the other way. So it's just kind of extended off of the side of the building.
I'm just struggling with seeing how this is going to be a problem, because you're not increasing the building's occupancy or the square footage, production servicing, or utility demands. You just want to get shade on your porch.
That's correct.
So, unless, I don't know, if I'm missing something, I don't see a problem with it. He just wants to put a cover over his...
Well, it doesn't meet, and if you look at 15, 38, 20, continuance of non-conforming situation. What is in violation is for B, extension into yard setback space. So it is in violation of a current ordinance. So that's why he's applying for the text amendment.
But the porch is already non-conforming, and that's what's in the setback, right? So
right, but he's still, it
he's not.
B reads, a structure that is non-conforming as to yard setback requirements but conforms to permissible use shall not be enlarged or extended in any direction. So that's where the violation is. It's under B.
Because he's extending it
horizontally.
Vertically.
Or vertically, yeah, vertically.
And the new extension does not meet the current setbacks. So that it is in violation of our current ordinance, which is why...
Gotcha.
So really where it's in violation is the word or vertically under B.
Horizontally or vertically into required open space of the yard setback area.
I mean, to me, I think the wording seems reasonable. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, we have to remember, though, this is going to go forward for every property.
So everybody who has a non-conforming porch that goes into a setback will be able to put a roof over their porch.
Correct. So if you have a non-conforming porch that goes into your front setback, you can now put a porch out maybe all the way to the road. I don't know. I'm just thinking this isn't just for this situation. It seems very harmless.
Always.
Right? This seems very harmless. But mm-hmm. What about the other situation that's going to cause a problem when they follow our new words?
I didn't know exactly what we were going to be talking about tonight, so I did take the opportunity to drive around to look for similar situations.
Well, see, honestly, I did drive around to look at it, and I looked at the building that was facing out towards Fort Fisher, looking at it, saying, okay, the one right next to it has a little overhang. I see no reason why we can't do this. But then when you go and see, you know, it's really, I was looking at the wrong thing, the wrong unit on this building, on this property.
Gotcha.
So
Jim, are there any other examples out there of, you know, with non-conforming and the restrictions that exist that say, well, in this case, you can do something?
I don't understand your question. I'm not that familiar with the structures in town. I just know the well-settled law of non-conforming situations, and that is no change in use, no expansion of use, no extension of use. And we may read the code differently, but I read the code as, I view this proposed extension as an extension in use that is not allowed under the code. Somebody may have a different opinion, but that's my opinion.
So you think it's a hard and fast, no exception kind of thing?
Yes. As a general rule, I do think that's the law concerning non-conforming structures. Code enforcement, building inspections may have a different opinion. And I understand working with the property owner to try to fix the situation the property owner may have inherited. I'm just pointing out that the general law, probably in every jurisdiction in North Carolina, about non-conforming structures is you lose the legal status if you expand or extend. Now, there are exceptions for repairs and alterations and replacements, but I don't see that as being applicable here. Again, building inspections and code enforcement might have a different interpretation of this application.
I'd like to ask the attorney, with the additional sentence that's put in, is there any legal problems you see with using the word may as opposed to shall?
Noting the concerns that I've already stated, I don't think the distinction between may and shall, I'd be more concerned if it said shall, but I think may is fine if that's the way everybody wants to go. I'm not focused on those two words. I'm just focused on the fact that the roof extends the non-conforming use, in my opinion.
So the next person, if this comes up again, is legally able to extend it only halfway out across the porch?
I don't understand that question. If you grant the text amendment, to me the text amendment has a bigger impact. It's not just the roof, it's the extension of the non-conforming structure.
The reason this chapter was put in place was because there were so many buildings that were built prior to zoning ordinances. When zoning ordinances went into effect, we as a town decided that's the way we wanted our town to look, while not penalizing the structures that were already there. As long as they stay the way they were, they can stay. But when you start changing them, that's why this ordinance is even in there. And as far as the location, you know, we tried to guide clients as far as how to write ordinance change the text amendment that they want, but ultimately this is up to him how he wants to present his case, and this is what he brought to us. So that's why he picked that location to put this ordinance change in there.
I mean, again, I have a problem of putting that in J because it's not a flat roof being changed. I mean, if we would approve it, it really belongs in B, which is to change the wording of extended in any direction horizontally or vertically, because this is a vertical extension.
It's horizontal and vertical.
It is horizontal too?
It extends the roof out, and it also extends the structure up.
Well, it says it may not be enlarged or extended. Is the original roof non-conforming?
There is no roof.
The original roof on the house.
The original structure is non-conforming.
Okay, all right. Well, so then, yeah, so you're right. And okay. So it would be an extension in both directions then for a non-conforming use. All right, is there further comments, questions for anybody?
John and Beth, do you know of other potential problems that we might run into if this text amendment was granted? Are there other non-conforming situations?
Yeah, I mean, there will definitely be other non-conforming situations like this.
So there are porches around town who don't have that don't have roofs or over them.
I'm sure there are. I didn't research what else is out there, but I'm sure there's probably plenty of them out there.
I just don't know how that would affect.
You know, I mean it. It went around to all the department heads. There wasn't any issues out there, but I don't know how aware they are of it. So it depends on how you feel about setbacks in general, whether a roof line should be within the setbacks or that close to the property line or that close to a neighbor's. I mean, you're looking at roof lines that could be, you know, literally feet away from each other.
True, because our ordinance says that we can have ground level patios all the way to the property line, really, right? So on a non-conforming building, if we grant this, does that mean that somebody could build a roof over a porch that actually goes right to the property line?
Yeah, I mean, if you were to interpret this new ordinance, I would say it says existing open porches, so we would have to kind of identify what we would consider existing. Is it existing to the original structure itself? And then porches, what defines a porch?
The patio, I guess, would be the ground level thing, but if there isn't...
I mean, a ground level, I would say that there's plenty of ground level porches, and I wouldn't consider a patio to be a porch.
No,
I would say
you're right.
Ground level,
could
be a ground level.
I'm just trying to think of the implication.
Porches don't need to meet setbacks either, so there's potentially a problem with that,
since I'm new at this. Have we ever done a text amendment before to do relief to a non-conforming situation?
Since 2014.
I can't. I've been around a long time. I can't remember any. We've done text amendments, but not that I can remember to any text amendment to a non-conforming regulation. I mean, wouldn't you agree, John? I don't think we've done...
Historically never done very many text amendments at all.
Right.
I just think that could open a Pandora's box to anybody else that may want to change a non-conforming condition they have, because we've already approved the text amendment. They'll come forward other text amendments. And I just think it's just setting a bad precedent to change this. And like I said before, not because of his personal situation, which seems, you know, very harmless, but who knows what's going to come up and what's going to get changed.
One thing I wanted to point out, we don't allow, maybe I'm wrong, but 1536.010 allows the following to go into the setback: a fence, a beach walkover, ground level walkways, ground level aprons for pools, disability ramps, and whole house generators. So I don't think that decks or porches can go into the setback. It's not in that list.
Unless they were already there and they're not
unless they're not conforming.
Are we ready for a vote or any more questions or comments by anybody?
And again, what you're doing is reviewing and recommending to council.
Right, that's true. It's really up to council
to
decide.
And they'll have a legislative hearing. I want you to familiarize yourself with the for and against consistency statements, because you'll have to adopt them.
So there's a proposal for a text amendment. And so if anybody wants to make a motion for or against the proposal, that's the way we should probably do it.
Sure, then.
I'd like to make a motion on the text amendment that we okay it.
So you're making a motion to recommend to council accept the text amendment.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? I think we're going to have a kind of a hand vote or something for this. Yeah. All in favor, raise your hand. All against, raise your hand.
Motion doesn't carry because you don't have a majority.
Right. Do we want to make a motion the other direction or just leave it at that?
Well, that one's not
going to
carry either.
Well, I mean, I've been known to change very quickly in my opinions. That raises an interesting question, yeah. So we would have to go to the town council as a split decision.
I know the motion didn't carry because you didn't have a majority vote. I don't think the law on consistency statements takes that into consideration. I think what would happen is I would revise the draft consistency statement that you've got instead of the finding that it's not consistent with the land use plan, I would probably convert it to reflect the split vote and pass that on to council.
Is that okay?
Okay. That sounds fair enough.
Yeah. Get the can in the room.
Okay. And again, I still think the text amendment is in the wrong location. I mean, that's my own opinion. I mean, the text amendment, as proposed, is in changing from a flat roof to a different type of roof, and I think what it really violates is B rather than what's. But that's, I mean, the proposal is in J, I think it is.
And all those comments are appreciated. Yep. I just want to make sure we've got a game plan for how we're going forward. The vote didn't. The motion didn't carry.
Right.
Motion to recommend the council didn't carry. Does the board agree with what I proposed regarding the consistency statement under those circumstances?
Yes. And so council will have to make a decision. Okay. All right. Related to that, since that is the last thing on our agenda, I am flying to Spain next week, and I will not be available to go to the council meeting, which means that our vice chair will have to do that and present this discussion.
Thank you.
Okay. with that, I think we're at the end of the...
So, Chairman, just a second.
Yes.
Just for the benefit of the property owner, I think council fixes the legislative hearing date when they meet in June, so the hearing will be in July. Hearing in action on the proposed text amendment will be during council's July meeting.
Oh, it's not in June.
It's a development regulation.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so they have to fix okay. Did you understand that? That it's not going to be at the next council meeting. What the next council will do is fix the date in July for this discussion and then their final decision.
Okay.
So nothing's going to happen until basically July. But you know, you still may want to attend in June just to let the council know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we just had a council meeting on the 23rd. Are you sure it's next week? Is it next
week? We had to reschedule for the holiday. But yes, it's going to be on the next meeting is June the 20th.
And I will be in Spain. I will not
20th.
Be here.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's usually the 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had to reschedule.
But I will be back for the July planning and zoning meeting.
I'm not here June 20th.
Okay, is there any commission comments or final things? And when is our next meeting? It's in July.
July
6th. July 6th, okay. Just want to make sure everybody knows. Any?
Yeah, July 6th.
And that's okay with everybody? July 6th? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Adjourn. Good timing.